Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rei Ram Goldhar, and today Masechet Erev Daf Tzadi Gimel. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, on Daf Tzadi Beis Amud Beis, Abai said that we never find a case where adding mechitzas creates an iser that didn't exist when the mechitzah was not there. The Gemara already challenged Abai's premise twice on Daf Tzadi Beis Amud Beis, and continues to challenge him on this Daf. Rabbi Rav Chanan said to Abai, "V'lo matzina mechitzah iser? Do we not find examples of a mechitzah that causes an iser?" But it was taught in a brace regarding climb, by shechetzi makora, mechetzi ena makora, in a house that is half roofed and half unroofed. Gafanim kan, mutu Israel kan. If there are vines growing here under the roof part, it's permitted to plant grain or greens here under the unroofed part, even without leaving the normally acquired distance of dalet amos between the vineyard and the plantings. Rashi explains that we apply the principle of pi tikra yod vesosem, the edge of the roof extends downwards and seals, partitioning the vineyard from the plantings. Rabbi Rav Chana concludes his question that if they had extended the roof so that it covers the entire house, it would be prohibited to plant grain or greens within dalet amos of the vines. So we see from this that adding a roof, which is a form of mechitza, can cause an iser. Abai responded, Hasam silk mechitzasu. In this case, one is removing the partition, meaning the addition of the second half of the roof is not considered adding a mechitza, but rather eliminating the mechitza that had previously covered until the middle of the house and separate the vines from the plantings. Point number two, Rav Chisda said, Gidud chamisha u'mechitza chamisha, a chatzer that is five amas higher than a neighboring chatzer, and also has a wall that is five amas high, is not considered to have a ten amas wall. The Gemara questions this from a brisa which states that in the above case, the two adjoining chatzeros may not have one error for both of them. So we see from this that Gidud chamisha u'mechitza chamisha do indeed combine to create a ten amas wall, thereby not allowing the two chatzeros to join one error. The Gemara answers that when Rav Chisda said that we do not look at this case as there being a 10 amas wall, he meant this only in regards to the top chatzer, being that one in the top chatzer only sees the 5 amas of wall. However, in regards to the bottom chatzer, from which 10 amas of ground and wall can be seen, it is considered a wall. Therefore, the Braisa states that the two chatzeros may not have one single Erev. And point number three, Rav Hoshaya asks, what is the law about Diyorin Habayim B'Shabbos, residents arriving on Shabbos? Rashi explains that the case is that there's a wall in between two chatzeros which fell on Shabbos. Each chatzer had its own Erev, but now that the wall fell, the two chatzeros are one large chatzer containing the residents of both. Rav Hoshaya's question is if the residents of both chatzeros are now forbidden to carry, being that people who had not joined in the Erev, meaning the residents of the other chatzer, have now joined them on Shabbos. The Gemara suggests a proof, but then refutes it. So once again, the three points are number one. On Daf Tzadi Beis Amud Beis, Abai said that we never find a case where adding mechitzas creates an iser that did not exist when the mechitzah was not there. The Gemara already challenged Abai's premise twice on Daf Tzadi Beis Amud Beis and continues to challenge him on this Daf. Rabbi Rav Chanan said to Abai, "V'lo matzina mechitza l'iser? Do we not find examples of a mechitza that causes an iser?" But it was taught in a braisa regarding climb, Bais shechetzi makora vechetzi en makora, in a house that is half roofed and half unroofed, gafanim kan mutu Yisrael kan. If there are vines growing here, under the roof part, it's permitted to plant grain or greens here, under the unroofed part, even without leaving the normally required distance of dalet amos between the vineyard and the plantings. Rashi explains that we apply the principle of pi tikra yod vesosem, the edge of the roof extends downwards and seals, partitioning the vineyard from the plantings. Rabbi Rav Chanan concludes his question that if they had extended the roof so that it covers the entire house, it would be prohibited to plant grain or greens within dalet amos of the vines. So we see from this that adding a roof, which is a form of mechitza, can cause an iser. Abai responded, Hasam silk mechitzasu. In this case, one is removing the partition, meaning the addition of the second half of the roof is not considered adding a mechitza, but rather eliminating the mechitza that had previously covered until the middle of the house and separate the vines from the plantings. Point number two, Rav Chisda said, Gidud chamisha mechitza chamisha. A chatzer that is 5 amas higher than a neighboring chatzer and also has a wall that is 5 amas high is not considered to have a 10 amas wall. The Gemara questions this from a braisa which states that in the above case, the two adjoining chatzeros may not have one error for both of them. We see from this that Gidud chamisha u'mechitza chamisha do indeed combine to create a ten amas wall, thereby not allowing the two chatzeros to join in one error. The Gemara answers that when Rav Chisda said that we do not look at this case as there being a ten amas wall, he meant this only regards to the top chatzer, being that one in the top chatzer only sees the 5 amas of wall. However, in regards to the bottom chatzer, from which 10 amas of ground and wall can be seen, it is indeed considered a wall. Therefore, the braisa states that the two chatzeros may not have one single Erev. And point number three, Rabbi Hoshaya asks, what is the law about Diyorin Habayim B'Shabbos, residents arriving on Shabbos? Rashi explains that the case is that there is a wall in between two chetzeros, which fell on Shabbos. Each chetzer had its own air, but now that the wall fell, the two chetzeros are one large chetzer, containing the residence of both. Rav Hoshai's question is if the residence of both chetzeros are now forbidden to carry, being that people who had not joined in the Erev, meaning the residence of the other chetzer, have now joined them on Shabbos. The Gemara suggests a proof, but then refutes it. All right, so now we go to our siman for Daf Tzadik Gimel, and the siman is a chugga-chugga-choo-choo train, or a train chugging along. So here we go. The scenic train tour that passed by the must-see half-roofed homes with vines in them, in the chetzer five amas higher than the neighbors with a five amas wall, came to a screeching halt when the wall between two chetzeros suddenly collapsed. Once again, in slow motion. The scenic train tour. Train tour, that must mean we're on Daf Tzadik Gimel. The scenic train tour that passed by the must-see half-roofed homes with vines in them, which reminds us, in the case of half-roofed homes with vines in them, Rabbi Rav Chanan posited that if they had extended the roof so that it covers the entire house, it would be prohibited to plant grain or greens within dalad amos of the vines. We see from this that adding a roof, which is a form of mechitza, can cause an iser. Abai responded, Hasam silk mechitzasu. In this case, one is removing the partition, meaning the addition of the second half of the roof is not considered adding mechitza, but rather eliminating mechitza that had previously covered until the middle of the house and separate the vines from the plantings. So the scenic train tour that passed by the must-see half-roof homes with vines in them, in the chutz are five amas higher than the neighbors with a five amas wall, which reminds us that when Rav Chisna said, Gidut chamisha u'mechitza chamisha, a chutz that is five amas higher than a neighboring chutz and also has a wall that is five amas high, is not considered to have a 10 amas wall, that is only with regards to the top chatzer, since it only sees five amas of wall. However, in regards to the bottom chatzer, from which 10 amas of the ground and wall can be seen, it is indeed considered a wall. Therefore, a braisa states that the two chatzeros may not have one single eruv. So the scenic train tour that passed by the must-see half-roofed homes with vines in them, and the chatzer five amas higher than the neighbors with a five amas wall, came to a screeching halt when the wall between two chatzeros suddenly collapsed. Which reminds us, Rav Hoshaya asks, what is the law about diurin habayim b'Shabbos, residents arriving on Shabbos? Rashi explains that the case is that there was a wall in between two chatzeros which fell on Shabbos. Each chatzer had its own era, but now that the wall fell, the two chatzeros are one large chatzer containing the residents of both. Rav Hoshaya's question is if the residents of both chatzeros are now forbidden to carry, being that people had not joined in their era, meaning the residents of the other chatzer, have now joined them on Shabbos. The Gemara suggests a proof, but then refutes it. So once again, the scenic train tour that passed by the must-see half-roofed homes with vines in them, and the chatzer five amas higher than the neighbors with a five amas wall, came to a screeching halt when the wall between two chatzeros suddenly collapsed. All right, now it's time for a four blot back chazara. Daf pei tes. So the siman daf pei tes is a pot, and we use a chalom pot. So here goes. The Bachrim who discovered the hidden chalom pot. Chalom pot, that must be on daf pei tes. The Bachrim who discovered the hidden chalom pot on top of the adjoining roof, which reminds us, the opening mission of the ninth perek introduces malchokas regarding which areas require making an erev chatzeros. Rav Meir says, Kol gagos ze'ir rishus achas, all adjoining roofs of the town are one rishus, even though they're owned by different people. Therefore, carrying from one roof to the other is permitted, even if the residents below did not join in an erev. Rashi explains that since ein tashmish and tadir, roofs are not used regularly, ein behem chilak rishus. They're not considered separate rishuyos. This, the Mishnah adds, is provided that one roof is not 10 tefachim higher or lower than another roof. The Gemara explains that this is a gezer mishum tel b'rishus harabim, a decree due to a 4x4 elevation, such as a post, that is 10 tefachim high, which is rishus yachid, that's located in rishus harabim. One might come to adjust his load on the post, which is an iser, the raisa. So the Bachrim who discovered the hidden chalom pot on top of the adjoining roof, but were machmir not to carry even dalad amos on their own roof, which reminds us, the Chami disagree with Rav Meir and say, Kol echod ve'echod rishus b'pnei atzmo, each roof is a domain unto itself. Therefore, if the residents below did not join in an eruv, then carrying from one roof to another is forbidden. There's a Malchukas Rav and Shmuel regarding carrying on each individual roof. Rav says, Ein metaltrim bo el arba amos, we may not carry on a roof except within dalad amos. Rashi explains that since each roof is entirely open to the other, and they do not share an eruv, it's considered nifretz b'mulel l'makam ha'aser, entirely open to an area which is forbidden to it. Shmuel says, Mutu atatu lebechulo, it's permitted to carry on the entire roof. The Gemara clarifies that while Rav and Shmuel agree that mechitzas nikaros, when the walls are visible to a person standing on the roof and looking down, then each person can carry in the entire roof based on the principle of good asik, the wall extending upward. They disagree when the walls are not visible. Rav says we do not apply good asik in such a case, whereas Shmuel says we do. So the Bachrim discovered the hidden chalom pot on top of the adjoining roof, but were machmir not to carry even dalad amos on their own roof, were overjoyed when they saw their Mako friend pick up the long lead on the Karpov, run through the Chatzir, and up to the roof. Which reminds us, continuing the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon disagrees with the Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim and holds Echad Gagos v'Chatzeros v'Echad Karpevos, adjoining roofs, Chatzeros, and Karpovs, Rishus Achas Hen L'Kelim Sheshavsu L'Sochan, are one Rishus in regard to Kelim that began Shabbos in one of those areas, Lo L'Kelim Sheshavsu L'Socha Bias, but not in regard to Kelim that began Shabbos in the house. This means that even if a Kli that began Shabbos in the house and was lawfully brought out to an outdoor area, it may not be moved to another outdoor area. This is because the Kli retains the status of the Rishus in which it began Shabbos. Rashi explains that Rabbi Shimon is the most lenient opinion and that he holds that all outdoor areas are considered one Rishus because Ein Tashmish and Tadir Ein Behem Chilk Rishus. They're not used regularly and therefore are not considered separate domains. Dav Tzadi. So the Simmer Dav Tzadi is a tzedakah box. So here goes. The culprit who stole that tzedakah box, that must be wrong, Dav Tzadi. The culprit who stole that tzedakah box and carried it 2 amos on a roof and then 2 amos on an exadra, which reminds us, Rami Bar Chama asked the question, but due to his quick mind, he didn't formulate it properly. The Gemara clarifies that his question was, De amos begag ushte amos bechsadra mahu. What's the halach regarding carrying an object 2 amos on the roof and then another 2 amos on the roof of a portico belonging to someone else? Rashi explains that the portico in question is a karmelis because the roof area which has not been enclosed for residential purposes is greater than 2 beisa. Do we say that since neither are chazi l'dira, fit for residence, they're considered one rishus, even though they are owned by different people? Or do we say that since carrying from one roof to another is forbidden, according to the chachamim, because each roof is independently owned, so do here, since the roof and portico are independently owned? The Gemara leaves the question as a teiku. So the culprit who stole the tzedakah box and carried it 2 amos on a roof, and then 2 amos on an exadra, and then jumped onto a roof surrounded by invisible walls, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchokas Rav and Shmuel and reconciles it with an earlier Malchokas brought in Daf Peites Amud Aleph that seems to contradict their opinions here. In a case of adjoining roofs on the same level according to Rabbi Meir, or on a single roof according to the Chachamim, Rav says, Mutter l'taltu b'chulo, it's mutter to carry on the entire roof, and Shmuel says, Ein l'taltu bo el alba arba, we may only carry within an area of Dalet Amos. Rav says it's permitted to carry on the entire roof, which seems to contradict his previous ruling, that we do not apply the rule of Gadasi to the walls that separate the roofs underneath. Since each roof is completely open to the other roof, he forbids carrying on each roof beyond 4 amos. The Gemara answers that in the previous case, the wall between one roof and the other was not visible to a person standing on the roof. Therefore, he doesn't apply Gadasi to that wall. Here, the walls surrounding the roof are visible to a person standing on the roof. Therefore, Gadasi applies to that wall, and the roof is considered a single Rishus. The Gemara continues with resolving the seeming contradictory rulings of Shmuel. So the culprit who stole the tzedakah box and carried it 2 amos on a roof and then 2 amos on an exadra, and then jumped onto a roof surrounded by invisible walls, got caught when he tripped over and fell onto the top of a hull of a massive upside-down boat that was just in the middle of its annual tarring. Which reminds us, in the case of a ship whose area exceeds 2 beisa, Rav says it's permitted to carry throughout the entire ship, and Shmuel says that one may only carry within Dalet Amos. The Gemara explains that according to Rav, who permits carrying throughout the ship, there are valid walls enclosing the ship, and these walls are considered to have been made for the use of dwelling within the ship. According to Shmuel, one may only carry within Dalet Amos because mechitzos l'havriach mayim asuyos. The walls of the ship are made primarily to keep water out rather than to make the ship a suitable place for dwelling. Rav Gittel said in the name of Chia Bar Yosef that Rav concedes that if the ship were turned upside down on land so that the bottom of its hull is now the roof, he would be restricted to carrying within Dalet Amos. And the Gemara clarifies that this is referring to a case where the boat was turned upside down for tarring. The walls are therefore not for residential use, and the hull is like a karpuff exceeding 2 beisa. Therefore, it's a karmelis, and carrying more than Dalet Amos is forbidden. Dav Tzadi Av. So the similar Dav Tzadi Av is an exit sign, a yitzia. So here goes. The exit sign enthusiast, exit sign, that must be one Dav Tzadi Av. The exit sign enthusiast who posted do not carry beyond this point signs between roofs, chatzeros, and karpuffs, which reminds us, the Mishnah on Daf Peites Amud Aleph introduced the 3 opinions of Rabbi Meir, the Chachamim, and Rabbi Shimon regarding carrying on roofs and in chaseros and karpavs. Rav Yehuda said that upon careful analysis, you'll find that according to Rabbi Meir, gagin rishus l'atzman, chaseros rishus l'atzman, karpavs rishus l'atzman, carrying between roofs or between chaseros or between karpavs is permitted when they're owned by different people who did not make an erev. It's not permitted to carry from one category of rishus to another. Rashi explains that roofs, chaseros, and karpavs are not constantly in use and are each considered one rishus. The reason why one may not carry between them is that they are each considered a different rishus because of chiluk tashmish v'shinui shem harishus. Each one has a different use and a different name. So the exit sign enthusiasts who posted do not carry beyond this point signs between roofs, chatzeros, and karpavs with bigger signs at car puffs, which reminds us, Rabbi Yehuda said, according to the Chachamim of Mishnah, who prohibit carrying between roofs belonging to different owners, Gagin v'chatzeros rishus echad. Roofs and chatzeros are one rishus, meaning one may carry between roofs and chatzeros that are owned by different people. Karfenfos rishus alkazan. And karpuffs are one rishus, and one may carry from one karpuff to another, even if they are owned by different people. But carrying between a karpuff and a chatzer or roof is forbidden, even if owned by the same person. Rashi explains that one may carry between roofs and chatzeros because tashmish and shava, their uses are similar. But one may not carry from a roof or a chatzer to a karpuff, or vice versa, shein tashmish and shava, their uses are not similar. So the exit sign enthusiasts who posted do not carry beyond this point signs between roofs, chatzeros, and karpuffs, with bigger signs at karpuffs, was dismayed when news broke that the halach is working with Shimon, even if the residents of each chatzer made an Erev. Which reminds us, in the Mishnah Dav Pei Tes Amon Ov, Rabbi Shimon stated that roofs, chatzeros, and karpuffs are all one rishus in regards to items that began Shabbos in one of them. Rav said the halach is like Rabbi Shimon, Mahushal Irvu, provided that the residents of each chatzer have not joined in an Erev with the residents of their own chatzer. Although Irvu lo, but if they, residents of the chatzeros, have joined in an Erev with residents of their own chatzer, but not with residents of the other chatzeros, then even Rabbi Shimon did not permit carrying from one chatzer to another. Degazrin Dilma Asila Fukimani Debati Muchatzer. For we decree that this is prohibited for fear that one may come to carry out utensils that began Shabbos in the house from one chatzer into another chatzer. Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan disagree and say, Ben Irvu, Ben Shelo Irvu. The halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, whether or not the residents of each chatzer have joined in an Erev. They weren't concerned that people will also carry items that were inside. The Gemara brings several brises which seem to support Rav or Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan and refutes them all. Dav Tzadi Beis. So the Simmer Dav Tzadi Beis is a turtle at Tzav. So here goes. The turtle infestation. Turtles, that must be more in Dav Tzadi Beis. The turtle infestation in the Churba between two chatzeros, where only one made an Erev, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses a case of Shtei Chatzeros v'Churba Achaz Beneihem, two chatzeros and a destroyed building in between, and the members of one chatzer made an Erev for itself to carry in and out of their houses, and one didn't. Rav Huna says we give the rights to use the Churba on Shabbos to the one which did not make an Erev. The reason that we don't give it to the ones that made an Erev is because the people who live there might bring things out from their houses to their chatzer, and from there bring them into the Churba. Chiya bar Rav on the other hand says that both chatzeros are usher to carry to and from the Churba. Rashi explains that because of the concern that the ones who made an Erev will bring things into the chatzer and then from there into the Churba, we forbid even the people who did not make an Erev to carry into the Churba. So the turtle infestation in the Churba between two chatzeros, where only one made an Erev, caused such concern that the residents carried their meals out on the big roof next to the small roof. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Gag gadol v'samuch hakatan, if a big roof is next to a small roof, hagadol mutar v'katan aser, then the big roof is permitted to carry items onto from inside the house, and the small one is forbidden to do so. In general, two roofs that are next to each other would forbid each other from carrying onto them. However, in this case, the big roof is completely surrounded by walls based on good asik, with an opening less than 10 amos into the small roof. Therefore, the opening is not considered a breach, which would thereby connect the two roofs, but rather it's considered a pesach, a doorway. On the other hand, one is forbidden to carry from inside the house onto the small roof, because it only has three walls and is nifratz l'makama asua, completely open on the four side to an area that is forbidden to it, that being the larger roof. So the turtle infestation in the Churba between two chatzeros, where only one made an Erev, caused such concern that the residents carried their meals out on the big roof next to the small roof, while nine residents in the big chatzer made a minyan with the 10th resident in the small chatzer next to it. Which reminds us, the Gemara mentions other cases that are similar to the Mishnah's case of a large chatzer that was breached into a small one. In all the cases, the Gemara mentions Dior Gadola B'Katana V'Ein Dior Katana B'Gadola. The big chatzer has power over the small chatzer and pulls the small chatzer towards it, whereas the small chatzer has no power over the big chatzer and cannot pull the big chatzer towards it. For example, if there are nine people in a big chatzer and one person in an adjacent small one, then since the small chatzer is pulled toward the big one, they combine for a minyan. However, if there are nine people in the small one and one person in the big one, they do not combine, since we cannot say that the nine, who are the majority, will be pulled toward the one person. All right, now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from the Sechus, Brachos, and Shabbos. Number 1, which depth do we discuss carrying within a churba that's between two chatzeros where only one chatzer made an Erev? That's on Daf Tzadi Beis. Good. Number 2, which depth do we learn that Abai holds that extending a roof completely over the vines in a house is a case of siluk mechitza, eliminating mechitza? That's on Daf Tzadi Gimel. Good. Number 3, which depth do we learn that while it's permitted to draw water from a balcony with hanging mechitzas, it's forbidden to pour sewage out? That's on Daf Peches. Good. Number 4, which of the one that Rav Yehuda says that according to Rabbi Meir, one may not carry between roofs, chatzeros, and karpavs. That's on Daf Tzadi Aleph. Good. Number 5. Which of the one that Rav Chanan ben Akavya holds that one can cut a 4x4 tefachot on a balcony over water and conceptually bend the walls of the balcony to create mechitzos? That's on Daf Pei Zayin. Good. Number 6. Which of the one that 9 people in a large chatzer can make a minyan with one person in a small chatzer? That's on Daf Tzadi Beis. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we have a malchus regarding carrying within a ship? That's on Daf Tzadi. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we have the halachas of Rabbi Shimon regarding carrying from roofs, chatzeros, and karpas? That's on Daf Tzadi Aleph. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we have the person who makes use of his neighbor's ruin without his express consent must make a joint erev with him to permit him to carry on Shabbos? That's on Daf Peches. Good. And number 10. Which daf do we have a question at what residence in two chatzeros that each made an erev do if the wall between them fell on Shabbos? That's on Daf Tzadi Gimel. Good. Now the 3 bonus questions. Number 1. Which daf do we discuss the sandal hamasumar? That's on Daf Samach and Shabbos. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we discuss which is greater, making the bracha or saying amen? That's on Daf Nun Gimel and brachos. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn about the 3 sins that are related to childbirth? That's on Daf Laman Aleph and Shabbos. Excellent. All right. That concludes our pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.